Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Vinny watched the games from the owner's box. Haney sat with Wild Bill Hagee.
Come on, Ken! Put it in the bullpen!
Vinny and Haney.
Come on, Al! Hit a home run now!
105.7 The Fan.
You guys have done some really good things here the last couple of years. I think they're ready to take that next step. And, you know, Westy's here and Gunner and Adley. And these guys are now getting in their third year. And they definitely have the makeup for it. And I know our pitching guys dove into it, as well as our pro scouting department front office. I was on a couple Zooms with them, one before he signed and then one after he signed. It's a really impressive guy. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's had some amazing years in Japan. And, you know, I'm looking forward. I've never seen him throw, so I'm looking forward to seeing him throw in spring training.
I always have confidence in myself, and I trust my ability to bounce back and work hard and get healthy and do all the things necessary. And got great guys around me, great coaches, so very excited.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Starting a little Orioles with you here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Super Bowl week, Super Bowl media day, what's a night now, coming up on Monday. So a lot of festivities going down for sure, but the Orioles had their winter caravan as they're creeping closer to the start of pitchers and catchers, which is February 12th, 9 days from today, believe it or not. And that was Adley Rutschman talking about, you know, bouncing back from a brutal second half. And it was brutal by all accounts. There's no measure, offensively at least, in which you could say Adley Rutschman had a good second half of the season. Power numbers dipped significantly. Batting average dipped significantly. OPS dipped significantly. He was having a monster first half of the season, which earned him, rightfully so, the starting nod of the All-Star game. And then was the exact opposite. He was All-Star level first half, below average in the second half of the year. Swears he wasn't hurt, and we'll take him for his word. Who are we to deny his health?
I think we'll find out, Bob. Like, if he starts out really good, if he, like, the first 10 games or whatever, he's kicking ass, I think then somebody will say, well, that's because he had such and such.
Yeah, and if he's down at spring training and there's pep in his step, yeah, and he's doing what he's got to do, then we'll know. All right. If he was hurt, he's saying he wasn't. We commend him for not making excuses.
Right.
But he was bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. And he sucked against lefties last year. So, Adley Rutschman, a tale of two seasons. So, he's ready to go. Also heard Brandon Hyde talking about Sugano, who's going to be joined into the rotation after a long career in Japan. One-year deal, $13 million. Corbin Burnes is now in Arizona. So, you're trying to piece together a starting rotation. And if you look at it, in no particular order, Sugano, Kramer, Grayson Rodriguez, Zach Eflin, You got Povich, Charlie Morton, 41 years old. I mean, a lot of guys with proven track records.
Mm-hmm.
But at this stage of their career, maybe a little on the questionable side because of age and health and everything that goes along with it. Chase McDermott, keep in mind, he got hurt last year, had a shoulder problem. Second half of the year down on the farm. So there are pieces in place. Question is, how does Brandon Hyde try to mix a match together? Jack Flaherty signed with the Tigers, so he's off the board. 2 years, $35 million. Opt out after the first year. He will make $20 million in his first season. But when they signed Morton and Sagano, chances of Flaherty coming here were pretty slim to begin with. Now we'll talk to Mike Bordick at 11 o'clock. Can Elias swing a trade? Possibly. Maybe bring in another arm late in spring training. Remember last year they got Burns February 1st. Today's the 3rd, so that anniversary is not going to be matched with a blockbuster. But it is what it is. I still think it's a good team. I think it's a playoff-worthy team. And the main reason I think they're going to be good, because they're not going to be bad offensively the way they were in the second half of last season. Because the first half of last season, they were arguably the best offensive team in baseball, letting home runs and runs scored and OPS and all of these brilliant stats that people like to bring up. Second half, they were one of the worst runners in scoring position. Yeah. They were terrible in that last season. So I think they'll be better just because it'll be 6 months of consistent offensive performance as opposed to, hey, we're in first place by 3 games at the break, to, hey, we're trying to eke out a wild card spot in the final stages of the regular season.
They're going to be better, Bob, because the young guys, you talked about it all last week. Young guys are going to be better. You know, they're gonna take a step up, so they're going to be better. How's the left field wall going to help them? It's got to help Mountcastle.
Yeah, and during the caravan, all the outfielders, like, bring it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They like to show off their range and zone ratings and track of fly balls, but it helps them from a defensive perspective. But the Mounties, the Mayos, perhaps, Westberg, all this right-handed power that you're going to have should benefit from it. The flip side, obviously, is the other teams that come in.
Right.
And are going to be bashing away. No more Aaron Judge crying about the home runs there. But anyway, we're creeping closer to spring training. Orioles still are expected to be in the 89-90 win range. Right now, second behind the Yankees, projected wins-wise in the American League's Eastern Division. We'll talk about the original Birds of Baltimore. You can at 410-583-1057. It is Super Bowl week. Super Bowl 59 coming up in 6 days in New Orleans. And we'll get all that fun coming your way all week long. Vinny's going to do film breakdown of the two teams, keys to game, just like the Ravens are playing in said Super Bowl. But the big news over the weekend, well, broke Thursday, and then we talked about it a lot on Friday. Yeah, accusations against Justin Tucker, they continue to flow. Unfortunately, not a good look for Justin Tucker. As I've said for many years, I'm a due processor. Let things take its course, but where there's smoke, there's fire, and that's kind of a time-honored adage, cliche, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I'm guessing, Bob, that there's three more, you know, came on Saturday. My guess is there's probably more. I mean, if all we're doing is following the Deshaun Watson thing, they kept getting more and more and more, and I'm guessing that's what it's going to be here, too. Well, now you definitely are bringing in a kick. It's, I guess, when they go meet in Florida, Bisciotti, when they go down to Bisciotti's place in Florida, you know, Eric and Harbs and Ozzy, whoever all goes down there, that'll probably be topic number one of discussion. What do we do with Justin Tucker? And that one's going to be interesting. If I'm Harbs, I'm telling Randy Brown, who's the kicking guy, who he's the one that goes and finds the punters and the kickers. Randy, got to find this one in the draft. So they'll be looking hard in the draft, I would think, this year. And, you know, there was a couple kickers at the Senior Bowl and both missed a kick. They got good legs, but they both missed a kick. I mean, Bob, you know, you go into the season now and all of a sudden we've never said that for the Ravens, one of the biggest needs, kicker. Because they've always been like, you know, they don't even bring in another guy. So now it's going to be, you know, you're going to have to spend a couple spots on some kickers. And now you got kicking competitions. And it's, you know, people are going to, you know, it's going to matter. So now it's becoming a big need.
And it's also, look, if these accusations are false, again, due process. Damage done to his reputation.
Oh my God.
Irreparable.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
And I told you that when we were off air, I think, you know, if he had a chance, first ballot Hall of Fame, not now. Not now. He'll be in line.
But the fact or the thought of Justin Tucker being gone in just, you know, a matter of a couple of weeks is kind of a mind-blowing scenario. Again, if he's guilty of all of this stuff, then he's a sleaze. And, yeah, you know, hey, come on. The abusing power to probably the least thing he could be accused of. But then again,
but how did
a lot of loyalties
here? Here's the thing, Bob, this all happened between 12 and 16. Why is it coming out in 25? You know,
that's a fair question to ask.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Justin Tucker is asking that question. By the way, Justin Tucker, the statement came out on Friday.
Yeah.
Denies vehemently.
Did the lawyer write that? There was a lot of big words in there.
Yeah, vehemently denies the accusation, and he certainly is lawyered up by now because, you know, he's got defamation lawsuits and all of this stuff going on as well. But we have people call in, text in on Friday saying they want him gone.
Yeah.
Allegations alone, get him out of here. Now, he might not be the Justin Tucker booting 68-yard field goals and, you know, winning Super Bowls and all of that good stuff, which we'll get to during the whip around, but he came back from the bye and was perfect. Didn't miss anything after the bye, and which was a major concern as the Ravens were leaning a little bit heading into the bye, became a non-story. Him on the field performance-wise.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now it's a major story locally and nationally.
Yeah, and Bob, when we look back, how many games did he cost them this year? A couple at least.
Philly.
Pittsburgh. They was part of it.
Yeah. There were games in which his, if he was successful, would have helped the cause to win game. The Philly game was like kind of rock bottom for him.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh started it.
Yeah. So Justin Tucker, you know, a legendary guy, going to be a Ring of Honor guy. Again, we'll let due process take its course. But unfortunately, vitriol towards him. Accused of things that aren't quite appropriate, let's just say, behavioral-wise. And look, I can't speak for Royal Farms, but I'm assuming that thing's
That's got to go.
Donezo.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't see, it's hard for me because, I mean, I've had one massage in my life, you know.
I've never had one.
Yeah, I've had one. And it was in New York City, and Dan Snyder had two masseuses come over, and it was like, you know, I mean, what, 45 minutes? Okay, you know, was...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just getting my drinking arm ready to rock and roll here.
But I mean, to like, hey, can you get my inner thigh? I'm like, what? I mean, if that's what you're really... Why don't you just go to a prostitute, you know, or whatever?
Yeah, she'd be all over that inner thigh. 5-8-81-0-5-7 the Fan. Super Bowl 59 coming up. Anything you want to get into, you can. Orioles prospects, how do you see it? 9 days away from players reporting full squad workout on the 13th. Mike Bordick will be joining us. Top of the hour, Oriole Hall of Famer. Sean Devaney, the heavy.com. Wow. And NBA trade stuff just went off the charts here over the weekend. We'll get into that. Got the whip around. Anything you want to get into, we got you covered. Vinny Hedy, Nolan McGraw.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you're on the Fan. Teams that won 3 straight NFL championships going back through the history of time. But in the Super Bowl era, no team has ever done it. Matter of fact, the front end of the Super Bowl era, Lombardi's Packers won the first 2 after having won in 65. So that was 3 straight. But no team has won 3 straight Super Bowls in Kansas City trying to accomplish that feat. They're 1.5-point favorites, over under 48.5. This is a rematch from one of the better Super Bowls we have seen just a couple of years ago as Bucker kicked a game-winning field goal as the Chiefs stunned the Eagles in Glendale just a couple of years ago. So it's going to be fun to watch, no doubt about it. And Philadelphia was a team a year ago at this time, Vinny, had labored into the postseason. After a pretty strong 3 months of a regular season, got bounced early by Tampa. Sirianni was on the hot seat. He was on the hot seat earlier this season, getting into it with the fans up in Philadelphia, bringing his son to press conferences to soften the blow. And yet here they are 60 minutes away from winning a championship. And again, for the Chiefs, look, Andy Reid quits tomorrow, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Or let's say a week from today. Win or lose Sunday. First ballot Hall of Famer. Patrick Mahomes quits after the Super Bowl. First ballot Hall of Famer. They're just trying to add to legacies.
And Kelsey. First ballot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Jones is probably building up a little Hall of Fame resume himself on the defensive line. But, well, you know, still time will pass there. Bottom line is they're looking for legacy, legendary, 30, 40 years from now, talking about this era of Chiefs. We might not be around to talk about it, but, you know, like we talk about the Steelers of the 70s, 49ers of the 80s, Cowboys of the 90s. That's how this team and the Patriots of recent vintage. They're in that rare air right now.
Oh, yeah. And if they win, Bob, what's the talk going to be? Going for four. That'll be the discussion then. Then it's like they are. Then it's like, are they better than the Bulls or, you know, whoever?
Sure.
That's the air that they're in.
Because Mahomes is being compared to Michael Jordan now with three-peats and all of that. By the way, did you know? It's 88-81-057, the Fed, Nolan McGraw, get in at 410-583-1057. The Pat Riley patented three-peat?
Yes.
So he gets paid if they want to go down that avenue.
Oh, he's cheering like hell for
yeah,
them.
Yeah. I mean, he's got his own problems going on in Miami right now. But Pat Riley coined that phrase after he said, we're going back-to-back and then three-peat, which they never did, as the Pistons got him. What was it, 89, I believe, in the finals there. But this is rare air for them. And I think for Jalen Hurts, a little vindication, too. Second-round pick, Alabama via Oklahoma, or vice versa. Got paid. Mm-hmm. This is his second Super Bowl. Put it in perspective, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, never been to the Super Bowl. And he's been to two more than they have combined, and he played very well in that last one. You know what I mean? So Jalen Hurts could kind of validate his status as one of the best quarterbacks in football, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And what you can say, what people would say would be he has better weapons than they did, you know, which probably is true. I mean, he's got a 2,000-yard running back. He's got Pro Bowl receivers. He's got a tight end. Got the best O-line in football. So, yeah, they got some things going on, and they got the number one defense. I think the biggest thing, you go back to Sirianni last year, Bob, the coordinators, they were – remember the year they won the Super Bowl, both coordinators left, got head coaching jobs. Then he brings in two new coordinators, and basically both of them failed.
Fired, yeah.
So that didn't work. So there was a lot of issues there. And then, Sirianni was into it with the quarterback, and – you know, and they lost five in a row, and they went quietly in the playoffs. So, yeah, it was a bad look. And he hired two new coordinators, but the best thing he did was he went and got Vic Fangio. Because they went from, 20-something in defense to number one in defense. And that's the biggest difference with that football team.
Now, for the Ravens defense, as we've talked about, Chuck Pagano's back.
Mm-hmm.
But new linebacker coach coming in, Tyler Santucci out of Georgia Tech. Who was with Duke and Georgia Tech. And he has received interest. I'm reading Ian Rappaport's tweet here from other NFL teams in the past. Now he lands in Baltimore with the Ravens.
Yeah, I was talking to Mel Kiper yesterday, and because Mel said that, when he calls around to the colleges, you know, before the season, talk about their guy, or before draft, talk about their guys and stuff. He said there a lot of compliments about Santucci, you know, from Georgia Tech and stuff when he was making calls and stuff in the fall. So he's a young guy, and you know, to be a coordinator, probably pretty good. And usually I've told this before, usually when you have that veteran coordinator. The veteran coordinator doesn't want a lot of guys who can tell him, you know, what to do. I just need some, like Mike Shanahan used to say, get me a good O-line coach and then get me a bunch of young guys that'll just work hard. All right, now you got Zach Orr, but then you went and got Pagano, which was what we were crying for last year when he hired Zach Orr. You got no veteran guys around. Now he's got Chuck Pagano. And I was listening, Bob, who was I listening? Bill Polian. On the radio Saturday or Friday when I was driving, made a good point. He said that, you know, Zach Orr, he can understand the defense, but bringing back a guy that knows the nuts and bolts that was there when it was put together, he knows exactly what's wrong. And he can fix it because, no, you're not doing that technique right. Where Zach Orr doesn't understand because he wasn't there when this defense was. He just understands the defense, but not the whole concepts of everything. And that's what Peace did, and that's what Pagano will do.
Now, Chris Hewitt.
Yep.
He has found a new home very quickly, as a matter of fact. going to the Indianapolis Colts as their pass game coordinator slash secondary coach. So lands on his feet in a rapid period of time. So good for him.
Yeah, good for Chris Hewitt. And Bob, Lou Anarumo, who was with Cincinnati for a long time, is now the D coordinator. And Ravens play them twice a year, so they probably know each other extremely well. So it's probably a quality hire for him.
So upgrading the Ravens think I don't want to say that because it's disrespectful for the guys that are gone, but a change was made with Santucci and Chuck Pagano, and secondary started to get it on a little bit post-bye.
Yep.
But I guess the role that Santucci or the challenge he's going to have in is to maximize the potential of Trenton Simpson here, because year three for him better be a good year. Now we're looking at options alternative to him long term, because it was last year with Board and Malik Harrison short term answers as they both hit free agency here.
Well, I'm guessing in free agency, Bob, they're going to bring in another veteran inside backer. They're going to have to. And I would think in somewhere between round 4 to 7, they'll be taking a linebacker too. And that's the plus about bringing in a college guy that's been in college for a while. He knows all the guys that are in the draft, and you know, so he knows a lot about those guys. So, you know, maybe they'll just let him. Is there a guy out there, you know, that's, you know, a later draft pick that you really like who fits, you know, what we're going to do? So I'm guessing that there'll be a veteran guy and a rookie coming in, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Super Bowl week. We were talking on Friday when Vinny was gone. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan McGraw. I mean, the Chiefs, have they become more disliked than, say, the Patriots were during their run? I mean, do you like Andy Reid more than Belichick? Is Mahomes more likable than Tom Brady? Is Kelsey more likable than Gronk? Or insert receiver here. Because when we get to the whip, 23 years ago today, they won their first Super Bowl. We'll get into that. Kansas City, have they reached the unlikable stage? Are you still Team Taylor?
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan here on this Monday. No musical themes, going with Nolan's flow, and his flow is always on point. 410-583-1057. Hey, join us on the airwaves here. It's a Grammy Monday. I don't watch the Grammys, full disclosure, because I haven't watched Grammys since the 90s. As an old geezer, this music doesn't resonate with me. But boy, I saw pictures of old Kanye West, old lady. Woohoo! You seen those?
No.
Google eyes Kanye West and his girlfriend or wife. I don't know what she is. Great body, by the way, but very revealing. Very revealing. Let's just say you'll get a kick out of it, unless you might be offended by it. It might even be borderlining on rated X sort of material.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. We got a whoa. And then Will Smith's son was wearing like a birdcage on his head.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
Dude, he literally had a house on his head. Head of the household, if you will. So I don't watch the Grammys, but the red carpet stuff was out of control. So there you go. And by the way, I'm not offended by any of that.
No.
I just find it to be quite humorous, shall we say. It's one of those glorious nights where super terrific people kiss their own asses and give themselves awards for being super terrific people, and they get to dress all fancy and party for free, and it is what it is. But Kanye West, girlfriend, wife, I don't know. He doesn't really talk to me about his personal life much. Yes, very revealing outfit. So if you haven't seen it, I recommend that you do. If you're offended by it, or you would be, I'm just giving you a disclaimer. If you see it, might be offended. And Will Smith's son had a house on his head. Seriously, like a house. I mean, it's like it was literally a house, like a Barbie house on his head. Don't know what the symbolism is. Don't really care, quite frankly, but it just was kind of like, interesting look. Jesus. Celebrities. We just want to be left alone. We don't want any attention thrown at ourselves. So I'm going to show up naked and show up with a thing on my head. A house, quite frankly. But anyway, that's our pop culture minute here on Video at 81057. The Fan. I got Nolan McGraw over there. We got Michael starting here at the Fan. We'll introduce him in due time. So stay tuned for that. But it is Super Bowl 59, and it's Philadelphia taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. It is in New Orleans. It's been one of the more historical Super Bowl venues. Again, we'll get to this during the whip because Super Bowl 47 took place on this day. 12 years ago, believe it or not, Ravens beat the 49ers. And aside from the Ravens winning, the most memorable thing about said Super Bowl was the power went out.
Yeah.
It was 21-6 at halftime. Beyonce and Destiny's Child was halftime entertainment. Jacoby Jones, rest in peace. He runs the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. And then the lights went out in New Orleans. And there was a long, long delay. And what looked like it was going to be a blowout turned into one of the more competitive Super Bowls, because a lot of people will say that Jimmy Smith interfered with Crabtree when Kaepernick was trying to hit him in the end zone. Didn't come to pass, no pun intended. And the Ravens win their second Super Bowl championship. But it's 12 years in the rearview mirror, but still a memorable game nonetheless.
Yeah, and it was in New Orleans, which this
Justin Tucker's rookie year.
Nice.
Only player left from that team, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, and it was in New Orleans. And it just so happened that at that time, Bob, because I guess the Ravens were in it, the station put out some money because me and Rob and Jeremy were all down there. And Garceau was there too.
Scott was there.
Scott was there too. So yeah, so it was pretty cool being down there for, as a media person, being down there for the Super Bowl. And because your team's there, you know, everybody wants to talk to you in Radio Row. So yeah, it was quite an event.
Yeah, we were at the company Christmas party. It was at Two Rivers over in Pasadena. Then I watched that. Me and Zeno did it.
Uh-huh.
And then the actual game was played. Mark Zeno, of course. We were watched it at my cousin Pat's house, who's a Steeler fan. But roots for the Ravens when the Steelers aren't in it, which I don't believe, but I'll buy it anyway.
Bob, I think I flew back Sunday morning because the airport was empty. You know, I mean, day of the game, there's nobody there. And I was home in time to watch a game.
That's funny because Super Bowl 35, I was in Tampa for Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens were in it. And I came back Friday night because I was supposed to go to the Maryland Duke game at Cole Fieldhouse, which Maryland blew a 10-point lead with 54 seconds left in the game, wound up losing in overtime. But my alternator went up on my Nissan Sentra. So I couldn't even go to the game, couldn't drive. But the plane ride back on that Friday night, I believe there were maybe 10 people on it. Oof. There was nobody leaving Tampa. I'm sitting at the bar, you know, waiting for the plane to depart. And I'm just, there was nobody in the bar. This was maybe 6 o'clock at night. It was dark out. I remember that. And I'm just like, dude, where is everybody? He goes, everybody's coming into town. They're not leaving. I say, well, I'm the a-hole. And then I got on the plane, and I'm looking around, and I'm just waiting for this crush of people to come in. Nobody showed up. There were like maybe 10 people on that plane.
That's where the flight attendants say, sit wherever you want.
Now, when we got there Sunday night, because that's when we walked in with Billick was blasting the media, that plane was mobbed because everybody was flying in.
Right.
Obviously, for Super Bowl week. But anyway, Ravens aren't in it this year. They fell two games short. You want to talk about their offseason. A couple of additions to the coaching staff. Could be looking for a new place kicker with Justin Tucker's off-the-field struggles here. Give us a call, 410-583-1057. Orioles, we talked about them. Allie Rutschman said, I'm ready to rock and roll. There was nothing wrong with me. Terrible first second half offensively. Is the rotation strong enough? Can you win a division and get deep into the playoffs with a bunch of number three starters? Let's just say, we know Grayson's got that number one stuff, but he's got to stay on the field, and he's got to prove it consistently. Do the Orioles have a starting rotation good enough to get deep into October? And we'll also talk about the bullpen, which I think on paper is a lot stronger than it was a year ago at this time. Yeah, the Patriots dynasty,
mm-hmm,
which pretty much began 23 years ago today, in New Orleans, which we'll get to again, during the whip around. And then they would win. Brady would whine. They would get calls. It's kind of this history repeating itself sort of thing. So we were saying, and only get in here to repeat your commentary, because remember, 3 days have passed. I don't remember. Whether or not the Casey of current day is more unlikable of New England, which, by the way, just won their last Super Bowl like 5 years ago. It hadn't been that long ago. They beat the Rams on this day. One of the worst Super Bowl. What was that, 13-6 or some snooze fest, whatever it was. But anyway, Patrick Mahomes, more unlikable than Brady. And we're talking Brady with New England, not the one now with the nice jawline and the great hair doing Fox games. By the way, calling the Super Bowl. Mahomes, Brady, more unlikable.
Well, I think it's Mahomes. And I admitted on Friday.
More unlikable?
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa. Yeah. I don't know. You respect him, sure. Respected Brady in all those battles. I think a lot of it to me has to do with the Ravens factor, and that as dominant as the Patriots were during both of their runs, early 2000s and then into the 2010s, at least in the 2010s, the Ravens were one of those teams that challenged them. You know, they got past them. They knocked them off in the playoffs a couple times and in the AFC Championship when not a lot of teams were doing that. So that kind of made it a little bit more palatable to me. Had the Patriots run through the Ravens every year, beat them in back-to-back AFC championships, I might be singing a different tune. But right now, can't stand the Chiefs, don't want to see them in there again. They're going to be there at media night tonight saying the same stuff they've been saying for the past 3 years. It's boring. Give us something different, please.
The only thing I would say is, you know, with New England, I mean, they had, you know, how much controversy and cheating and stuff. You know, Kansas City hadn't had any of that kind of stuff. So you hated the Patriots. And you know, I was in Washington when we played them, and then being here in Baltimore when they were playing them all the time. I hated Belichick. I thought he was kind of a jerk off, really, be totally honest. I didn't like Belichick. And then like in a preseason game, he runs the score up on Joe Gibbs, a Hall of Fame coach. You know, I just, you know, and in the way he treats the media and stuff, I don't like anything about the Patriots. Now, with Kansas City, I still like Mahomes. I think Mahomes is cool. You know, he's on every commercial, but so be it. More power to him. I wasn't crazy about, and the best thing is they've less media on Mahomes' wife. I don't need to see her all the time. And at least they got the brother the hell out of there because he was a jerk, you know. So, I mean, that helps. And Kelsey to me is on TV way too much now.
So he's overexposed.
He is way overexposed. And like the Taylor Swift stuff was cool last year. It was new. This year, I don't need to see her anymore.
Personally, and again, I don't lose winks of sleep over any of this with Taylor Swift. I thought the Caitlin Clark one, it was a facade. I don't think they're besties, pardon my lame term. Like, she's friends with some of them Hollywood starlet types, I guess.
Yeah.
But even when they were, like, hugging after every play, Caitlin Clark was even, like, side-eyed her. Like, all right, we get it. You know, we're good. Yeah. Here's my beer.
You but know then, when the camera is on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the NFL loves it just because there's billions of Swifties that are going to watch. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, Andy Reid, I love his commercials. I think they're great. And I like Andy Reid. He's an extremely personable dude. And I like Andy. Where Belichick, you know, I don't like Belichick. So I think the Chiefs, I like the Chiefs the way they are much better than the Patriots.
And the thing is, ultimately, what it looks like it's going to boil down to, if Mahomes keeps stacking these Super Bowls, he'll be compared to Brady because Brady's got 7, and this would be his 4th, right? Endgame argument of all time. Tom Brady beat him in a Super Bowl and beat him in an AFC Championship game. So if you ever want to use that as an argument, and I don't know if it would be fair or not, Tom Brady would be like, dude, I beat this guy in the playoffs twice in a championship game and a Super Bowl. On my way to Super Bowl rings.
Right. And that
so
one, yeah.
So I got 2 of my 5 beating him along the way.
The one
or
with
two
the
of
Bucks.
My 7, rather, yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. Because I think even at the time, CBS had the game. And I think it was Romo that was saying in the moment, what does this mean for all-time legacies? Said that, all right, obviously it's another one for Brady, but he took a direct opportunity away from Mahomes to get two right out the gate early in his career and keep that pace that Tom had early in his career. That was huge. Huge blow.
And the thing about it, like in that Super Bowl, Bob, I liked Brady in Tampa. And I was cheering for Brady over Mahomes in Tampa. Brady became a nice guy and, you know, a personable guy. And
he softened his image. He wasn't whining.
Yeah.
He was the original Whambulance guy.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted him to stick it to Belichick because the whole debate was, well, who needs who? Who's better without the other? And Brady going off to Tampa, crafting that team on his own, getting Gronkowski to come along, Antonio Brown. I mean, he handpicked that team. And then let him all the way.
Yeah. And I think he's the ultimate competitor, Brady. Because every time he would see me, like in pregame or whatever, told you should have drafted me. I mean, if he was saying, how many other people was he going around saying that to, you know, every time that they
had five previous rounds of that to get into. So are the Chiefs unlikable, rating to the New England Patriots, who certainly were not favorites around these parts for Ravens fans? 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll talk baseball. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, top of the hour. Pitchers and catchers. Team reports on the 12th. Full workout on the 13th. Are you kidding me? Whip around left 15. We'll talk a couple Super Bowls. And yes, Tom Brady's going to be mentioned in them. And then Sean Devaney, heavy.com. Boy, what a weekend in the NBA. Trade deadline's on Thursday. Probably more action coming down. Jimmy Butler told the Warriors, I don't want to sign a long-term contract extension with you. And they said, well, have fun in Miami.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.